Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 26th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Apple News readers will see one less source in the app starting this week. Semaphore reports that CNN has ended its partnership with Apple, at least for now. CNN has quietly removed its stories from Apple News over the last week, ending its contract with Apple to share its content on the app. The two companies, however, are continuing to discuss a new deal that could restore CNN stories to Apple News at some point in the future. CNN has been a key partner for Apple News since 2015, providing handcrafted feature stories that use the Apple News design to blend photos, videos, and animations for what they describe as immersive, interactive experiences. But a lot has changed since 2015. Aside from big leadership shakeups at the network, CNN recently launched its own standalone subscription service and implemented paywalls across a lot of its online stories. These shifts in strategy are likely why the company is reconsidering its partnership with Apple. The likely scenario here is that CNN has pulled its content from Apple News as some sort of a negotiating tactic while it works on a new financial arrangement with Apple. But in the meantime, it's a significant change to the lineup of content partners available in Apple News. Next up today, according to a new report from Counterpoint Research, the success of the iPhone 17 lineup is expected to push Apple past Samsung as the world's top smartphone maker. Earlier this month, Counterpoint Research published two intelligence reports showing that Apple is outpacing the rest of the phone market, thanks in large part to the iPhone 17. The first report showed that in the first month of iPhone 17 availability, Apple's sales rose 22%, while the broader market slipped by 3% over the same period. In the second report, Counterpoint claimed that Apple posted a 37% year-over-year increase in iPhone sales in October, compared with an 8% bump for the overall market. Now, Counterpoint Intelligence says that while Samsung is expected to end 2025 with a 4.6% increase in sales, Apple is projected to register a 10% increase year-over-year. This will be enough to push Apple over the edge and help it reclaim its top spot as the world's leading smartphone maker with 19.4% market share. The report also says that the broader smartphone market will grow a more modest 3.3% and that Apple will likely remain the world's top smartphone seller until at least 2029 as Apple prepares to launch its first foldable and a new low-cost iPhone 17e. The report comes on the heels of Apple's own guidance that this holiday quarter will be the company's biggest quarter ever. So to recap, Apple is reportedly going to see a 10% year-over-year increase in smartphone sales, Samsung will see a 4.6% increase, and the overall market will see a 3.3% increase, again highlighting the success of the iPhone 17. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, makers of award-winning robot vacuums designed to keep your home effortlessly clean. Right now, during Roborock's Black Friday event, you can save up to 50% on their flagship vacuums, but only for a limited time. Roborock has a model for every home and every lifestyle. There's the Saros 10R, which delivers powerful performance and intelligent navigation at an incredible value, as well as higher-end options like the Q-Revo Curve X, which pet owners especially will love. Hit the link in the show notes to shop Roborock's Black Friday sales and save up to 50%. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. Running out today, after macOS Tahoe launched in September, some developers noticed that Electron apps would cause the Mac's rendering system to be overloaded due to an incompatibility with the way Electron apps were overriding the default window corner design in macOS. As a quick refresher, Electron on the Mac is a framework that lets developers build Mac apps using web technologies. It's basically a wrapper for a website that makes it look like a native app on the Mac. Electron is used for many well-known Mac apps like Slack, Discord, and Microsoft Teams. This bug in macOS Tahoe wasn't due to anything Apple did, but instead was due to something in the Electron framework. Users would experience issues like stuttering, scrolling while interacting with any app on their Mac, including non-Electron apps, as long as an Electron app window was currently visible on the desktop. So for example, if you had Microsoft Teams open on your Mac, it could cause a slowdown affecting every other app on your computer. Major Electron-based apps have subsequently released software updates to work around this Electron bug, but this meant waiting for an update from the developer of each Electron app installed on your Mac. With macOS Tahoe 26.2, which is currently available in beta testing, Apple has taken matters into its own hands and fixed the incompatibility at a system level. The origin of the issue was due to Electron apps fiddling with a private API from Apple in an undocumented manner. Apple highly discourages the use of private APIs precisely because it can lead to problems like this. The Electron framework used a private API not meant for public developers. Apple released macOS Tahoe and made changes to that private API, and it in turn caused major issues for Mac users everywhere. But again, once you update to macOS 26.2, which should be released to everyone in just a few weeks, you shouldn't experience any more slowdowns because of this Electron framework problem. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Friday for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.